we have a little bit of an identity problem, because when we say the Phoenix Airport Museum, people often think it's one building and you have to go to this one building or group of buildings. I like to think of the Phoenix Airport Museum as a museum throughout the airport system, inside, outside, above, and below.
Well, I'm speaking with Gary Martelli, who is, the title is curator?
Curator and program manager for the Phoenix Airport Museum.
As you travel more and more, airports look more and more like each other no matter where you are. But Phoenix has become distinct largely because of your efforts. How long have you been doing this as a curator?
Well, I've been working for the Phoenix Airport Museum for over 20 years. Recently, the person that actually started the program, Lene Eller, retired earlier this year. And she started the program from scratch, basically as a one-woman show, and then built the program into what it is today, which is one of the largest art programs at an airport in the country. We have exhibition spaces, over 30 of them, in all three terminals, as well as the rental car center, which is off-site. We also have exhibitions in Phoenix Goodyear Airport and Phoenix Deer Valley Airport.
What informs your decisions? Because you have a number of exhibitions up at any one time.
Our mission is to enhance the traveling public's experience by creating a memorable environment that showcases Arizona's unique artistic and cultural heritage and resources. And so that's kind of what we stick to, is we want to show the rest of the country or all the travelers that are coming from different places a little bit of Arizona's culture and our artwork. We curate exhibitions from the community at large, throughout the state, borrowing artworks from individual artists or from specific museums like the Heard Museum or the Museum of Northern Arizona and Flagstaff. We also have a collection of art of about 900 works. In the early days, businessmen would actually pool their resources and purchase artwork as a terminal was being built or constructed. And then as the program grew, we have in place now a charter that's a percent for art charter, so that construction monies, capital improvement projects, 1% of those monies can be spent on art. And also through the years, we've had many donations of artwork as well.
So you must have developed some relationships with some artists over the years.
We invite artists that are interested in having their work looked at as a possibility for exhibition to send us their information, and we maintain a database of, I think it's about 1,500 artists that are on there now that are Arizona artists.
We have to be careful what we take into the airport. Have you ever had some eyebrows raised when you said, I want to bring this in?
Well, it's a public space, and folks aren't coming specifically to see art when they're traveling, and so we don't want to do anything that would cause somebody some discomfort. So we're aware we don't show nudity, and there's certain subject matters we wouldn't show, planes crashing and things like that.
Good call.
So we've done pretty good. We haven't had too many complaints that I can even think of in the past. So
congratulations on doing a great
job. Thank
you.